Hi, everybody. This is Daily Things by Tyra Issa. And right here with me is...
Special guest, Raymond Adetavero.
Boy, don't hype yourself too much, please. So today, we'll be talking about, like, depression and self-care and how it relates to our personal self or someone. Like, we know someone who has gone through this and how did they, like, you know, overcome it. So, for me... Gosh, you guys are literally going to listen for a long time because I have so many stories I want to share and so many experiences and ways in which we can better ourselves.
Okay, so I want to start with saying, how's your day or how is it going?
Okay, it is going great. I feel so, you know, cheerful, hyper, just feel so many emotions.
So many, okay, I understand.
How about you? How are you doing?
This is going pretty okay, you know.
Okay.
Not the best, but like pretty chill.
Now, what can we do to make it the best, apparently?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
Just the mood I'm in today.
Wow. Speaking of moods, we're going to go into like what is depression and what does it mean. Okay. For me, depression is like, you know, a state of mind, technically. Why I feel so weak, I don't feel that good, or like I don't get the interest. I have like this like a lackadaisical attitude to like doing something, if it makes sense. For you, what does it mean?
For me, depression is like, so like we're talking about an impact in my impact class, like depression is like imbalance in your brain, or like something makes you have depression. So for me, depression is just like, not, it's not like a state of mind, it's like an illness. So it's like an illness, mm-hmm. or something that has to be treated, and it takes time for it to get treated, and it needs work for it to get better.
Okay. According to Google, it says depression is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, or the way you act. So I think we're both on the right part right here, but like, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't know, but like, everyone goes through so many things, and sometimes they'll need like this little push, they need like, you know, like someone to reassure them that, oh yes, you're doing great, don't go deep into this, don't do this, then don't do that. But like, they don't need someone domineering or controlling over them, if it makes sense in a way. They need someone who can give them a listening ear. And just saying, we're here for you, you know, we're spreading love, more love, no hate. But speaking of loving and hating, a lot of people tend to like beat themselves. I do that a lot. I tend to beat myself when I'm not like the best. I mean, I know nobody is perfect, but like, I don't want people to like, you know, beat themselves so down and to just like fall into depression, like baby. But then, speaking of which, depression is not a choice, and I feel like a lot of people out there don't realize that depression is not a choice. I'm talking about like those who kind of like criticize people about like, oh, you're depressed, that kind of thing. No, don't do that. Like, they don't want to be in that state, they don't wish to be in that state, they wish to recover. So why can't you like do your best to like, you know, make them feel loved in a way, if it makes sense? So what do you have to say?
I mean, like going off what you said, like the way people see depression as a state of mind or a choice, it kind of also makes it harder for you to like come up to someone and tell them, hey, like I'm not feeling okay.
I'm not the best at this sort of point.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Types of depression. There's so many types of depression, because like when I was doing my research, I was like, wow, hold up, are you telling me bipolar disorder is a depression? Are you
I mean it's like, in a kind of way it is, because like it's also an imbalance in the brain.
I get what you're saying. I mean, the scientific, or what's it called, technical aspect is like more like a depression kind of thing. But like, you know, I was just like shocked, you know, because I'm not trying to say I am depressed, because I am. But like, I go through so many symptoms that are like similar to like what was listed, and I'm like, hold up. But I know my doctor is doing a good job and taking good care of me, because like, I get put on meds and stuff like that, but like, you know, it's not as worse as, you know, it might be for some people. So it's just, speaking of which, let's go to self-love. We are going to the word of love. So Raymond, what is love and what does self-love mean to you?
For me, love is just basically showing affection, and self-love for me is a way of showing affection to yourself,
your own personal self,
and making yourself feel better through those like random actions of affection that you show to yourself, like listening to music or watching a movie, reading a book, you know, just little things that make you feel better about yourself throughout the day.
It spoke my words right from the heart. He literally said most of the things I would like literally say. You said what I would say, because if I'm talking about love, I can't define love. I don't think anyone can literally like give this basic definition of love.
I mean, for me, basically love is just showing affection.
I mean, yeah, but is it really only about affection? You know, to some people, love can be about the actions, the not only your words. It can be about, you know, the words. It can be about so many things. I can love my food. I can love my money.
Exactly.
And I can
show affection. You can show affection to your money.
Get what I'm saying? I understand. It's like, to people, it's like different. For me, it's kind of more of an emotional thing you can't define. You just feel that spark there. And you're like, oh, yes, I have to go for this. Oh, yes, I have to find this. I mean, if I am going to grind to get my money that I love, yes, I need to push for it. If I am going to eat the certain food, what do I need to do? This is what I need to do. Then I put in the energy and everything. I put it all in that thing that I love. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Self-love. Self-love.
how do you show yourself self-love?
Self-love is self-care. That is what I tell myself all the time. Self-love is self-care. I treat myself how I want to be treated. Let's say, for example, I love sweet things. Oh my God, I love sweet things. I feel like you can testify, right?
Yes, I
love sweet things. And it's like, every time I feel down, I know it's either like I want chocolate or I want something sweet. So how I treat myself is like, you know, I tell myself, girl, breathe, we meditate. I talk to myself, you know. I let go of my inner child. I want to be a child. Trust me. I act like a child anyway, so.
No, you don't.
But, like, I want to be, you know, like, bring that, like, whole me. I don't want someone to be in, because, like, you need to be mature. Like, I am me. I am doing me. That is that way of me showing myself. I love myself. I am being true to myself. That is what self-care is about for me.
Yeah.
Like, being true to yourself, basically. So, you know? What do you do normally? Like, what do you do, like, trying to show yourself self-love and self-care?
I mean, normally, like, I've gone to, like, you know, like, movies ever since, like, a young age. So, like, now it seems
the
like...
The movie people.
Yes. But now it just seems like watching movies is a way of me being...
Relaxed,
be myself, where I don't have to, you know, say anything. I can just watch it.
And focus.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I do a lot of things. I feel like these are things your doctor or any doctor or therapist to, like, literally tell you to do. I journal. I meditate. I focus more on my hobbies. And whenever I feel like I am lacking, I try to, like, think about, like, you know, why am I not doing what I love doing? And I just pick it up. I love singing. I love, you know, being me, energetic, super hyper, exhausted. I love just being, not like the center of attention, but like just being the center of attention for my own self. Because I can do something and, you know, just love myself. Like, oh my goodness, that way you did that. You know, it's just things you do random way. You know, just as you do randomly.
It's like randomly I just find myself talking to myself, because I don't know, sometimes it just seems natural, just,
I mean,
talking to yourself.
You're the only one who can comfort yourself, basically. You're your best comforter. Like they say, oh my goodness, I'm trying to remember. It has to be like self-discipline. You're the only one who can give yourself self-discipline. So even if I'm trying to discipline myself, I am telling myself, oh, you're not supposed to do this, right? So technically, I'm still talking to myself. So it's like just normal, you know?
Yes.
But I feel people feel weird about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it feels weird, like, watching other people see me talking to myself, and it's like, what are you doing? And it's
like, I'm talking to myself.
Like, it's like, I'm just having, it might not even be about, like, anything.
It might just be like, you know, telling myself, you got this, you know?
I might just be sitting here alone and just be talking about the tape and just like, please stand 6 feet apart. Just
stuff that like is that. Crazy. I'm gonna be like, okay, what is going on?
Exactly.
But then it's like, I understand what you're saying. I don't really, I talk to myself only when I feel that, okay, I got this. But like, I need like that assuring voice. You know, like, if I'm like feeling down and I come to you, I'm like, I don't think I can do this. And you tell me, like, you got this. I still need to tell myself that, okay, I got this, you know?
Yeah.
Because then I feel like you are telling me, but in my own voice, I am telling myself, I got this. Yeah. So it's not like I appreciate the help you give to me by telling me I got this. But then I have to tell myself, you got this. Yeah. Go strive and, like, don't beat yourself down over it and stuff like that. But then, it's still
bad. I mean, it all goes back to just believing in yourself. And mm-hmm. also, this is where the depression comes in. It's like, if you don't believe in yourself, you start to just think down on yourself. Right.
I mean, like we said, depression is not a choice. Some people just, it might be family issues. It might be, you know, stress. It might be so many reasons that I can even think of that would make someone go into the state of depression, you know?
I understand.
So it's kind of like, what are you gonna do? And some people really want to get out of that position, but like, they don't have like the opportunity. They don't have the opportunity to like do or like, you know, go for treatments, go for therapy sessions, go for so many things, don't have like the opportunity. And I don't know how to say this, but like, there is so much love in everyone's heart, that I am sure of, because I have so much love to give from the bottom of my heart. I have so much love to give, and I feel like everybody is the same. And one thing I want to say is that, like, no matter the circumstances, like, no matter what you go through, you should not use that to like hate the world for a certain reason. Because like, before I like became sane, apparently, like when I lost my uncle and I was like traumatized a bit, before I became sane, it was like more of like, why did the world do this? Why did they take my uncle from me? Why is my uncle dead? Why is this? Why is that? You know, I felt more like, you know, blaming the world for like, what's it called, taking my uncle from me. You know, it was more like my strength. He gave me motivation. He did so many things that, like, I was not close with my dad. Oh, not me pulling my business out there, but like, I was not close with my dad. And it's like, you know, it felt like my dad for me. So like, it was the only person I was close to, and then boom, it's gone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, I came to like this realization that it is not worth it, because I am draining myself, I am draining my energy, I am draining so many things, and it's just like making me lose focus of what is right in front of me. Like, I need to think about like the present, how I am going to get better, what I am going to do to like, you know, sit down or like build a foundation for the legacies he gave to me. If it makes sense anyway. Like, what am I gonna do to make him proud? I know he's proud of me up there. Rest in peace. I know he's proud of me up there. But like, what can I do to show myself that, okay, yes, he is proud of me? And I was like, you know what? I need to start loving myself. I know a lot of people go through so much. They need someone to love them. I mean, it might not be physical, but I'm sending virtual hugs to people out there. Needs love. I love you guys so much. But like, you know, everybody needs that one person who would like love them and remind them that you are doing great.
Yeah.
This battle is worth fighting for.
Yeah.
You got this. Just go in, do you, and come out. Whatever the result is, just know you did your best. Don't go down on like, oh, I didn't do my best. Oh my goodness. Da, da, da. Don't go down on that. You did it. it might not be something like, you know, quitting a job or something like that, but like you are doing something and you should know you're doing something and you should be proud of yourself. That is just, you know, basic things. So, which one takes me? Yesterday, I was talking to a student, more like my junior, and she was like, I was sexually harassed. And I know she like had like, what was it called, this anxiety phase. She like really, really was struggling with anxiety so bad. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know how to be like, you know, I don't know how to be like, go, I don't know how to be like, I don't know how to be like,
you know, like, this just comes in as where you can tell them to get help, you know.
Exactly. I don't know how to advise them like a doctor would.
I mean it's like, you don't have to tell them to get, you can help them get help, you know. You can talk to an adult.
I can't talk to an adult,
you know,
but the thing is, sometimes you need their consent, right? And I am glad she, because normally I would have told her to do that, which I felt like she knew that that would be my normal reaction. So she told me, I have spoken to people. I was like, the people you've spoken to, are they like your parents or an elder? Because she was like, I'm so scared, I'm still crying. Whenever I see him, I want to break down and like just tell him I hit him to his face. And I'm like, breathe. What I want you to do whenever you see him is breathe. You're a victim of circumstance. It is not your fault that this happened. Yes, the guy, I'm glad you confronted the guy and told him, you know. Okay, that is well, but how random said, you're not, what's it called? You don't like what it did to you?
Yeah.
And I asked her, how did she feel after she confronted the guy? She was like, I felt great. I'm like, okay, yes. That is one step, right? Because you acknowledge that, okay, this happened to you, and you told the guy that, oh, I am not. I don't like what you did to me. I am going to keep my distance from you as possible. We can't be friends no more, because they are friends. Like, who does that? People amaze me in the best way possible. And I'm like, you know what? Just, why don't you talk to your mom? A mother knows best. For me, my uncle, the whole thing, I kept everything bustled away from my parents. I was so overwhelmed. I never told them this, but I expected them to like say it and come to me and be like, oh. But they didn't realize, and it just made me, I'm not trying to use the word hate, but like it made me just dislike them. I just, you know, pushed them so far. I pushed a lot of people away from me, and I don't want the same thing to happen to her. And I'm like, talk to your mom. She can comfort you. She would get my African parents. I'm not trying to talk about them, but like, you know, African parents, right?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, why did you go in the car? Like, they'll blame you, but I'm like, it still doesn't mean, it means they love you, because they would come to realize that you told them. What if you hadn't told them? Like, what would have happened? You would have been traumatized. You would have been so, oh my goodness, that kind of thing. But like, you took that step, so why don't you finish? You know, I just gave her that, and she was like, oh my goodness, thank you, I'll think about it. I love you so much. That kind of thing. I'm like, I love you, but like, I need you to push, fight, because I know what you've been through. I don't know, like, with this thing you're trying to like bottle in, it would probably either take you back to what you just overcame, and we don't want that second battle for you. I want you to keep striving, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall in the state of like, you know, depression or whatever. I don't want to fall in the state of depression because of how much I love her. So it's like, I'm telling her that you can do it, and like, you know, just a little push. I feel like everybody needs it. What do you have to say before we round up this whole love?
I mean, it's just like you said, that she should go talk to her parents. I mean, it all goes back, people might be experiencing depression and like don't know how to talk to them. It also goes back to the people around them,
mm-hmm.
being able to, you know, notice their signs and be able to talk to them and tell them that, okay, I see you, and what are our next steps from here, and what do you want us to do, and how do you feel, and just, you know, make them feel seen and heard, that you see what they're going through, and just be able to help them. Even if you don't think it's helping, it might be helping to them, just mm-hmm. that you're being there and talking to them.
And like I said, don't like make people feel bothered to talk to you. I don't want to say I do that, because whenever I come to talk to someone, I feel like I'm bothering them. So I kind of like hold back. But then I came to realize that I am not going to hold back just because you feel uncomfortable. I need you to listen to me. Though I'm not forcing my ideas or opinions or whatever on you, but I need you to give me a listening ear, because it is important for me to survive this phase. So, and shout out to all the survivors out there. You guys are the best. I love you so much, because you guys are fighting and striving for how long it takes. You would win whatever battle you're going through right now. And I just want to say, spread love and less hate. Self-love is self-care. You should do that. I would do that. We would do that.
Yes,
we would definitely love ourselves, and we would love you guys out there. Thank you.
Too many prayers will bounce back from the sky. Too much talking, too much sheep. Too many fathers losing sleep. Too many broken hearts we can't make right. We need love, love, love. We gotta fight for, we gotta fight for love, love, love. We got a right to, we've got a right to love, love, love. It's the only thing. There just ain't enough of. There just ain't enough of. Too many bridges burning. Too many battle lines. Too many wounded dreamers left behind. Oh, too much time spent building walls. Was what we found worth what we lost? Too many pages that we can't rewrite. We need love, love, love. We gotta fight for, we gotta fight for love, love, love. We got a right to, we got a right to love, love, love is the only thing. Yeah, there just ain't enough of, there just ain't enough of. Just ain't enough of.